I'm going to telephone the police department. I'm going to call 514-280-0112. The phone number, that's the phone number on the event report of Franco Bao, the officer who came to my apartment in April of 2016 and gave an event report, formalized the lost wallet. I want to find out how to figure out the date of the report from the event number itself. Five one four 280-0112. Yeah, hello. I wonder if I could get some information, please.
Go ahead.
I have an event report number from 2016, the year. And I'm trying to figure out, does the report number include the date some way? Because I can't figure out a date from it.
Hold on, what's the number?
MTLEV16003304.
Oh, that number doesn't include the date, but I'll tell you what.
It does not include the date.
It's the 11th of April, 2016.
Oh, terrific. So you were able to find that right away.
Yeah.
Okay. May I ask another question?
Go ahead.
Okay. When somebody dies in another province and they don't know how to reach the next of kin, but they know that the next of kin are living in Montreal, what is the procedure? Is it the police who look for the next of kin? Would police in the other province call the Montreal police to find out if they know where the person is?
I would say all of the above. That's pretty much what would be done.
Okay. So that would be done by who? Because my mother died in a hospital in British Columbia. And I'm wondering, when she died, how would they have tried to contact me? Would they have asked the police to call the Montreal police, or how would they do it?
Well, they prefer the police, whoever was there. She died at her home, or?
No, she, I have a couple of different stories. I'm really not sure how she passed away. I was told by my cousin that she had a heart attack and was taken away in an ambulance and died 10 days later. I was told by the witness to her will that she fell down the back stairs of the house and hit her head on the ground, and she was found unconscious and taken away and died later that night at the hospital. So I'm not still sure. I can't get any details out there, which is very strange. But when she died in the hospital, I just wonder, who is it that would have said, well, we need to reach next of kin, and then what would they do? Would they call the police for that?
Well, it would be the hospital or the coroner's office. We'll look into that. They'll look into her belongings from home to see if there's any letters or. So it could be different people, all depending on the situation. So it's hard for me to answer. Sometimes it is the police that will. If the police were on the scene when the an accident happened or something, they could be involved in looking for next of kin. But if the police were not on the scene, it could be the coroner's office. There's different. It could be done by different people.
Do you think that because she might have had an accident leading to her death, would that automatically involve the coroner?
Probably. I'm not sure, 100% sure, but I would say probably.
Okay. And so when she was found, if she was found unconscious, whoever found her would have called, I guess, 911, and then the police would have showed up with the ambulance, do you think?
Yeah, to make sure it wasn't any foul play. That would be a normal procedure.
Okay. And so if... Even if...
But did you contact the police in British Columbia to see if they have any records or police report?
Well, actually, I did do that. And the problem is, they've told me that since I'm 3,000 miles away, they couldn't prove who I was, and they didn't want... Huh? Sorry?
Yeah, I know what the answer was. They couldn't give you any information over the phone.
Okay, that's it, yeah. So, actually what I did, I have a scan of this little event report where I just gave you the number. That was by Officer Franco Bao. And he came to my premises, actually, and he met with me and finalized the report. So he knows who I am. He has all my ID numbers. And when the police in British Columbia said, well, we can't tell you anything by email or over the phone, I sent them a scan of the little event report card that Franco Bao had given to me with the number on it. And I figured, you know, well, it's obvious. You're going to call the Montreal police and give them this and check my ID.
Okay.
And the attitude out there was, well, it's just a picture of a report number. We can't do anything with it.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't add up to me. But
they should at least be able to give you a police report number where you could access, maybe ask for a copy through their archive system. I imagine there's something like that they could have offered.
Okay, so you feel that even if my mother died at home of a heart attack and was, or had a heart attack at home and was found and taken away, or if she fell and hit her head, whatever the cause was, she ended up in hospital. But do you think in either case that the police would have showed up?
I would say 90%, yeah. So we're not always called when there's death or something. It's not an automatic, but I'd say most of the time we are called.
Okay, so there should be a police report then if they're called.
I would guess so.
Okay, I really appreciate your help. The little Montreal event number that I gave to you, you said, I'm sorry, I'm going to clarify again because my memory is short. Was it April the 11th?
Yes.
Okay. You have it on screen in front of you, the number. Do you have the contents in front of you?
It's a fraud. It was considered a fraud, something about, hold on.
Well, the wallet was lost.
Hold on. Yeah, it was a lost object. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay, are there any details, or?
Well, hold on. You lost your, it said that you had lost your wallet. There's not much. It's a very simple report for a lost object.
Okay. Did he identify me, my name and address?
Well, yes, you're in the report, but obviously, for a small event like that, it's not an automatic that the officer would have asked for your, plus, it's your wallet that was lost, most probably you didn't have any idea.
Well, I know my numbers, and I have documents that are not ID cards that also have my numbers on them. But anyway, how could I get a copy of the actual report?
You have to go through if you go on the Montreal website, you look for a copy, you search on the top of the website, a copy of a police report, and there's a form that you'll have to print yourself and fill out by hand and send it by mail to receive a copy of the police report. But you won't, there's not much on that police report, and it'll take several weeks before you get it, and there's a fee, I think, a fee for that. But I don't see why you would want to get a copy if you could.
Well, I just want to see what he put down, what kind of information he took down, because he was here for quite a while.
Yeah, but there's not much of these type of reports on.
Okay.
It says that you lost your wallet. While you were walking on Maisonneuve Street and going towards Saint-Mathieu, that's about all the information that's in the report. So there's not much there.
Okay, and just finally to confirm one more time before I let you go, when my mother passed away in British Columbia, whether she died of a heart attack, whether she had a heart attack at home, whether she had an accident, you believe the coroner would have been consulted and the police would likely have showed up?
Yes.
In both cases?
Yes.
I thank you very much. May I know your name, sir?
Officer Taillefer.
I'm sorry?
Officer Taillefer.
T-A-I-L-L-E?
F-E-R.
F-E-R. Okay. Do you have a badge number?
3043.
2?
3043.
3043. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.